USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia invades the sovereignty of Ukraine with troops and military hardware, President Biden has put a sanction on Russia.
Far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014. And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions.
The sanction imposed by the White House against Russia cannot solve a thing. Anatoly Antonov, the Russian ambassador to the United States, said on social media, "I don't remember a single day when our country lived without any restrictions from the Western world. We have learned to work in such conditions and not only survive, but also to develop our state." End quote. A jury on Tuesday found father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael and their former neighbor William Bryan guilty of hate crimes when they murdered Ahmaud Arbery nearly 2 years ago in a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Got a party of 10 coming in, and we need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, put it in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A father tells his 4-year-old son to fire his gun at police.
A 4-year-old child in Utah fired a weapon from the backseat of a car toward a police officer after being told to do so by his dad. Police were initially called to a McDonald's just outside of Salt Lake City after restaurant workers reported a man had pointed a gun toward employees after receiving a wrong order. Employees had the man pulled in front of the restaurant and wait for the correct order and then called police. When the officers arrived, they asked the man to get out of the vehicle several times, but he refused to comply, so the officers pulled him out of the vehicle. While the man was being taken into custody, the 4-year-old was in the backseat of a car with a 3-year-old sibling, according to the Salt Lake City Police Department, when the father told him to fire. The officer swiped the gun to the side of the car and a round was fired, grazing the officer. There were no additional injuries, and the father is in custody facing charges of felony child abuse and threatening with the use of a dangerous weapon.
That's John Hunt reporting on USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden announced new economic sanctions aimed at Russia Tuesday and said the invasion of Ukraine was beginning after Russian President Vladimir Putin deployed troops into eastern Ukraine.
Last night, Putin authorized Russian forces to deploy into the region, these regions. Today, he asserted that these regions are actually extend deeper than the two areas he recognized, claiming large areas currently under the jurisdiction of the Ukraine government. He's setting up a rationale to take more territory by force, in my view. And if we listened to his speech last night, and many of you did, I know, he's setting up a rationale to go much further. This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, as he indicated and asked permission to be able to do from his Duma. So let's begin to, I'm going to begin to impose sanctions in response. Far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014. And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions.
Biden's sanction deterrent, targeting two Kremlin-backed banks and restrict Russia's government from trading its debt on Western finance markets. Biden also teased more sanctions against Russian business leaders and their families. It should be noted, in 2014, when Russia invaded and annexed Crimea from Ukraine and built rebellions in eastern Ukraine, it was allowed to stand under Vice President Biden's watch. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.